It's a jock jam, and you know what that means. It's a U of A sports update. We've kind of taken the summer off, or at least July off.
Yeah.
And we're going to ease back into it. Our sports czar is still not back from vacation, maybe next week. So Chris will probably be back here to help us out. But, Ray, you got us some extra help.
There you go, man.
Appreciate that.
No problem.
From allsportstucson.com. Joining us on the phone, Steve Rivera. How are you, man?
Good afternoon, guys. Good to be with you.
Yeah, thanks so much for doing this. We appreciate it. We got a couple things going on. I do want to get into the Lute Olson Fantasy Basketball Camp with you here in a bit. But I want to start with football because it's football season. And I'm at allsports.com right now. You have written a story. Expect a more competitive, intense Rodriguez this season. Now that guy scares me when he gets mad, and I'm watching on TV. We're gonna get more of this.
I wonder how many wins that's gonna bring if he's gonna be more intense.
Right.
It's funny. It's funny because I asked him, could he find another gear where he can find that area where he needs to go? He said, yeah, there is, and I'm thinking there's just no way because I agree with you. He's kind of off the wall already. I say good luck with that, and no matter how much you yell or scream or whatever you do, he still has the talent he has on the sidelines, and I think that's where the problem begins.
Yeah.
So he may be competitive and yelling or whatever the words are, but he still has what he has.
So what does he have? You know, last year we had all kinds of problems, well, with injuries, and we had all kinds of problems with the defense. Kind of undersized, especially in the front line. Has any of that improved this year? I mean, when do we know who the quarterback's going to be even?
Yeah, let's start the last question first. Dawkins is probably going to be the quarterback. He's leading right now, but we're just 2-3 practices in. So that could change, but I'm saying Dawkins will probably be the starter early,
good.
And then we see what happens. In terms of getting better on defense, I'll say convincingly to me, no. They're still going to have to stop people. They didn't do it well last year. I don't think they're going to do it any better this year. And are they undersized again? Yes. They were picked last in the South division of the Pac-12 for a reason. Although everyone's saying they're improved, well, last I checked, other teams get improved as well.
Yeah, right. Well, and when you have two wins last year, three wins last year?
Three, yeah.
Three wins last year. There's not much room to go but up, so.
Yeah, well, that's true. They play Northern Arizona right away, and that's not going to be a true gauge of how good they're going to be. They'll win that one convincingly, or they should. Then they play Houston at home. That should be a decent game at home.
Yeah.
If they lose that game, though, that could be trouble. And then they go to UTEP, a very unusually scheduled game, but just 4 or 5 hours to the east of us. And if they struggle on that one, it could be a long year.
Well, watching Houston last year, they were really good. And so if Houston is even close to as good as they were last year, we could have trouble with that game. And then, you know, with the Miners, that might be a home game for us since it's so close. And then we get into Pac-12, and that's always tough.
Yeah, it's always tough, especially when you're picking last in the league.
Right. Well, you know, I remember, was it 3 years ago we ended up winning the South? And we were picked to be towards the last of the league. And that there was some magic that year. You know, the Hail Mary win against California, the game we should have lost but still won against Washington. I mean, it was that kind of year. And then that raised the expectations for the following year, which we had no chance to live up to, and didn't. So I guess this year it's kind of a, like, really low expectations, and we'll be happy if they do better?
Yeah, you might want to look for more Magic Dust in that pocket of yours, or maybe Rich Rod needs to. I think that he's run his course with the Magic. If they win, I don't think they're going to win more than five. I don't think they'll win five.
Yeah.
But many people think if they go 6-6, that'll be a good year. Will it be good enough for Rich Rod to keep his job? I don't know.
Ooh, that was my next question.
And also, you're familiar with the program, the one thing that needs to happen, two things. They need to win. If 6-6 is good enough, well, that's good. But if people don't show up for these games.
Yeah.
then you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, there you go. That's when people start, you know, Rich Rod, you know, he brought some magic here. He did bring magic dust. He brought that amazing offense that's so fun to watch. And then when we won the South unexpectedly, there was a lot of momentum going in, but then a couple disappointing years. You know, it's hard to keep your job as a college football coach if you're not winning.
Right. Yeah. Well, you're talking three years removed from winning that and being the conference coach of the year. Yeah. It was a magical year. Things like that happen every now and again. And he had a lot of the guys that were here for Stoops. It was kind of strange, and I think the beginning of the end, or if there is an end, that he didn't capitalize on all that success. You'd think that he would have, but he just didn't.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about recruiting. So, I mean, you know your defense is undersized, and you know that you haven't been able to stop anybody, and you're counting on outscoring everybody. And you might have the offense to do that, but even a little bit of defense would go a long way. And it sounds like what you're saying is they haven't really helped themselves there recruiting-wise.
No. He kind of, I don't know if he gave up on that or he you know, two of his good guys, Kurlev and Castillo, were, you know, had been with him forever. They didn't recruit. They didn't like recruiting, so they didn't recruit. They were part of the defense. Wasn't good enough. He let them go, a year or so ago.
Yeah.
And kind of rebuilt the defense on that side of the ball with so many new coaches. And it just hasn't happened. It seems like these just don't happen overnight. I mean, it takes some time, and they just don't have the players.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. All right, let's talk about let's switch to basketball because this is a basketball town, right?
Yeah,
so how did you get involved in this Lute Olson Fantasy Basketball Camp? Because you're one of the headliners here.
Well, I don't know if the headliners is true, but Mike and I came up with this about a year ago. We tried to do it a year ago at this time.
Mike Fader?
We weren't allowed. Yeah, Mike Fader.
There you go.
To do this a year ago, and we... couldn't do it because U of A was trying to do their 20-year reunion for the NCAA title in 97.
Uh-huh.
So we kind of stepped back, let them do that, and now we've kind of done this this year. And we decided to try to reach out to some of the guys. Part of the problem or part of the thing is we wanted to happen was to have Steve Kerr, Sean Elliott, some of the bigger name guys come in, and then, you know, lo and behold, the Golden State Warriors get in the finals again, and the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they have like four or five guys on those teams.
I know, right?
So we couldn't ask until after the season. Now you're talking almost July. So we're kind of stuck with that. They've still been asked. We're here hoping to hear back from them. But we got guys like Dana Stoudemire reached out about a month ago, and Mike Bibby was the first guy I called, and he's in. And some of the other guys are going to fly in. Ben Davis, Pete Williams, who is the cornerstone of this program. He was Luke's first really good guy who established himself. So I have a connection with all the guys from all my books I've written.
So I missed it if you mentioned. Did you mention Luke Walton?
Luke Walton was part of that too because him and Miles Simon are with the Lakers now, and I've tried to reach out to the Lakers, and I haven't heard back.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So this is all happening September 7 through 10. So who's this for? Is this for the kids, or this is for adults and kids, or who's...
Yes, it's for adults. You and I wouldn't step out there because I value my quads and my hamstrings too much.
That's right.
And I don't like my shot too much, so, you know, I don't want to embarrass myself.
You're too valuable to allsportstucson.com.
Yeah, and my insurance won't cover me.
There you go.
Yeah. So it's kind of like ages 30-ish to whatever age.
Uh-huh.
And we've got some pretty good response. We need some more people who are interested. And we've kind of reduced the price here now that we get closer to $2,500. If you're local, it's even better. But we have them staying at the Westwood Look. They're going to get some nice gifts coming in, meet the guys, go to dinners with the guys, go to the Houston game with us. Kind of like it's just a fun weekend with the guys.
Yeah, so are we going to, like, is it like basketball camp when we were in junior high and high school where we're, you know, we're practicing the fundamentals, we're learning some plays, we're doing the three-man weave, except we're doing it with former stars of the U of A program?
I'm not sure if we'll do the three-man weave or we'll, you know, jumping jacks and all that stuff. But right. We hope that the guys, you know, they're going to be there instructing, maybe getting their own teams, and then playing against each other for 2-3 days.
Well, I mean, $2,500 and you get to, you know, suit it up against, you know, these U of A legends that are now in the NBA or affiliated with the NBA in so many different ways. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I think it's about playing, you know, other camps can play and they get into it pretty much. We're just being the first year, we kind of want to have it fun and the playing. It's kind of like talking about the good old days with Lute. The players, they have some great stories to tell about Lute and themselves. We'll do that at the dinners. We'll do that at the breakfast and kind of enjoy their company and things like that. You know, get to meet and talk to the people you kind of grew up watching.
Yeah, so I'm 5 foot, almost 5'5". I'm almost 5'5". You know, back in the day, I had a pretty good vertical, but I had so far to go. As a 5'5 guy or five guys out there listening, they would still have fun at this.
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, heck yeah. You're probably going to be the point guard.
Probably, yeah.
But, yeah, no, this is we have a couple of women, I think, going to play in it.
Nice.
They're doing it for the fun. They, you know, they can play, and they're here to kind of have fun with the guys.
Oh, that's fantastic. And a lot of other extras, too, that you get. Looks like a personalized Arizona basketball uniform for practice. Lute Olson, an instructor signed basketball. Lute Olson autographed book. 100 things Arizona fans need to know and do before they die. That sounds nice. Official team.
Well, that's my book. That's my latest book.
Oh, is it really? Oh,
yeah, that's my latest book.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
So stuff like that. And then we have, I have other things that are going out. We have a Mike Bibby jersey that came out with Undefeated City, Underestimated City not too long ago. Very cool stuff. We hope to get more. So, you know, it's just like a weekend of fun and trinkets.
So what's the best way to both find out more and to get signed up or, you know, get in the game?
If you're on Facebook, you can go to the Lute Olson Fantasy Basketball Camp. You can go pretty much anywhere on Facebook and just kind of Google Lute Olson Fantasy Camp and you'll find it.
Yeah.
And then you can email me, steve.rivera95@gmail.com and Mike. And I can't remember Mike's off the top of my head. I don't want to give it out wrong. But
yeah.
You can find either or, and I'll pass it on to him.
Okay. And then, again, the camp is coming up in September 7th through 10th. Is there a cutoff for signups?
Good question. Right now we're up against a deadline where we need to tell the Nike people to, you know, how many jerseys we're going to need and practice jerseys. So we're up against it. We're trying to get as many people as we can in the next 7 days probably.
Okay.
So we can start getting numbers ready. So if they can do it now, they better do it now so we'll know the numbers. But they can do it all the way till September, like 3rd.
Okay.
Well, we want to know kind of general area of how many people we're going to have.
Right. And if you don't sign up right away, you may not get your jersey.
Well, that's the whole thing. It won't be. We're trying to get them personalized from Nike and things like that.
Yeah. You have a big old Shaw on the back. How exciting.
Yeah.
How exciting.
Right.
Steve Rivera, allsportstucson.com. This was
great. Yeah, you need to pick up that book if you haven't read it.
Yeah, no doubt. Pick up the book. 100 Things Arizona Fans Need to Know and Do Before They Die by Steve Rivera. And check him out at allsportstucson.com. And hey, man, if you're willing, we'll have you back. This was a blast.
Yeah, no, great. Just let me know anytime. This is fun.
All right. Thank you so much, Steve. We appreciate you, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little NFL in our time remaining. Stay right there.